Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law.
Hi, I'm Greg McIntyre. Welcome to today's edition of the Elder Law Report, where we'll be talking about Medicaid Asset Protection Trust and Medicaid Crisis Planning. And I'm here with...
Hi, I'm attorney Samantha Gordon, located in our Charlotte office.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk about it.
All right.
Medicaid Crisis Planning, what is it? Medicaid Asset Protection Trust, what is that? How are they different? And how can it help you prepare for a long-term care situation while protecting your assets? Medicaid Asset Protection Trust first. A Medicaid Asset Protection Trust is an irrevocable trust, but a specific type of irrevocable trust made to protect your assets in case you need long-term care. Sam, do you want to say a few words about Medicaid Asset Protection Trust?
Sure. So what an irrevocable trust is, it's very different than a revocable living trust. A revocable living trust is a trust that is attached to you that you manage, whereas a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust, an irrevocable trust, is its own separate entity. It has its own tax ID number. You appoint a trustee, another individual, to manage the assets in that trust. So it is not no longer attached to you, and there are specific reasons why you may want to put assets in an irrevocable trust to set yourself up if in the event you need to go on a long-term care benefit for, say, a nursing home.
Agreed. So that's a plan ahead tool. Mm-hmm. I put that in the plan ahead tool category.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As opposed to what we call Medicaid crisis planning, which is really a situation where I'm sitting down, you're sitting down with a husband, a wife, a child of someone who has maybe assets, mm-hmm. but needs to apply for a benefit to help pay for assisted living or nursing home care, which are two different benefits in North Carolina. Special assistance for assisted living care has a 3-year look back period from the date of application. Long-term care Medicaid has a 5-year look back period from date of application. So that means if we were going to the Medicaid Asset Protection Trust with a house and some retirement assets, things like that, we would have had to have done that outside of those look back periods.
Correct.
But in this situation, we don't have that luxury. We need to do something now. Mm-hmm. And maybe husband, wife, mom, dad, they failed to put in place, say on the home, a ladybird deed. Mm-hmm. Or place those things in a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust to have that foresight. Mm-hmm. Always better to plan ahead, but we can absolutely do it when we're sitting down talking about what we call Medicaid crisis planning. So in that situation, Sam, what might we do? Let's say if I'm sitting down with a wife, husband's in nursing home care and rehabilitation going into nursing home care. They have a home. Maybe they have several hundred thousand in assets, maybe more. What are some ways that we could maybe position assets?
So really, we have a whole department. It's our benefits department. And what they do all day, every day, is they are working on these applications with the attorneys to make sure that we can look at these assets and figure out a Medicaid compliant way to set up the assets to ensure that when we apply for long-term care Medicaid, which is the government benefit that pays for a nursing home, that individual, dad, for example, husband, would be eligible. There's different Medicaid compliant ways. Specifically with the house, you'd want to do a ladybird deed.
Sure.
A ladybird deed is not affected by that 5-year look back period with long-term care Medicaid. A ladybird deed is an enhanced life estate deed where that house can still be in dad and mom's name, but you will ensure that after that individual passes away, the house is not going to be subject to a lien from long-term care Medicaid and the house will no longer be theirs. And it's protected through a ladybird deed, for example. With monies or a big lump sum of money, we'll figure out some Medicaid compliant ways in order to manage that money to set up dad or husband to make sure that they're Medicaid eligible. So there are Medicaid compliant annuities that you could do. There's also investing in real property. You can also do something like that as well.
And move over a certain amount up to what is called the Community Spouse Yes. Resource Allowance, mm-hmm. the CSRA. And everything over that we have to deal with.
Correct.
In a way that complies with the Medicaid rules and doesn't negatively impact dad or husband mm-hmm. from getting an approval for that benefit. Mm-hmm. And there's another big part of this, which is thinking about it's you have to hold kind of a lot in Medicaid crisis planning because you're trying not to run afoul of the rules, get the benefit, while also not leaving those assets in a status where they can be collected by a claim later on. Which is absolutely achievable. And we've done that for a long, long time. We love working with families to achieve that. If you or your loved one would like to talk about planning ahead to position assets, to control them and pass them outside of being able to have a claim attached to them, to really open yourself up for benefits to pay for long-term care, and position and protect assets, or in a Medicaid crisis planning situation, we would be glad to offer a free consultation to sit down and discuss those and work with you and your family. Give us a call to take advantage of that free consult. It's 1-888-999-6600 or schedule directly online at mcelderlaw.com/scheduling. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
We put off planning till things get slow. Tomorrow's never promised today. Don't get too busy and let it all slip away. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law. Foundational planning or more complex, we can help when you're perplexed. If a loved one needs long-term care, we can help avoid some of the scare. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law. Estate planning, benefits, and even probate, we take the planning piece off your plate. If you or your spouse were in the military, we can help with benefits for your family. Please don't wait till it's too late. Call back.